And if it is winter, that means we're in the guts of high school basketball season. And tonight, we travel to the Mustang Corral at Edgewood High School for a county derby. It's the North Cougars and the Edgewood Mustangs. And joining us live on the telephone for our high school basketball preview, and we'll do a little recap since South played last night, is our good friend and anchor of our high school basketball coverage, Terry Stultz. Good morning, T. How are you?
Glass, Keith. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Well, we're getting ready for the big Groundhog Day Eve party tonight, which I had to postpone till 9:30 till we get done with basketball tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll welcome the Groundhog tomorrow, but we're a little off today because the girls' sectional takes center stage, and they will be playing on Friday. So the boys move to Thursday. Usually when people hear me and Terry on the radio, Keith's not here, and it's like, hey, the weekend's here. Ready to go? Well, we've got one more day for it. But we do have a dandy of a matchup, Terry. Last Friday, we were over at North at the Tom McKinney Court at the Cougar Den to watch the Franklin Central Flashes and Cougars get together. North pulled out their first Conference Indiana win of the season, a very dramatic defensive effort as North held Franklin Central scoreless for the last, 3 minutes of that game or so, made some big plays late, diving on the floor, steals, loose balls. Felt pretty good about things, but had a little bit of a setback Saturday night, a tough game against Columbus East, too many turnovers. But North seems to be in good spirits getting ready for their trip to Edgewood tonight.
Well, they should be. And the game we saw Friday night, the Franklin Central game, was probably their high water mark of the year. I mean, they had 8 turnovers. They shot the ball at almost 50%. They hustled, they got after loose balls, they made key steals. They did everything right, and I'll just be flat honest, if they don't play that way tonight, they won't be in the game long. But then you're right, they go to Columbus East, kind of an ugly game, only 4 turnovers at halftime and a 5-point lead, and you'll listen to Chalk Talk tonight, and Jason kind of described a couple of things that he told the kids at halftime. Be careful. Here's what's going to happen. And he was pretty prophetic, and they had 15 turnovers in the second half and lose a 5-point lead and lose the ball game by 5. So North, again, they're young. They really don't have a true leader. Their leader's playing or sitting on the bench at Ohio State right now. And it was a nice win that you and I saw. And that type of effort needs to come in tonight because, let's face it, Edgewood is playing really good right now.
And the North effort on Friday night was done with a little bit of foul trouble as well. So that means they had contributions across the board. They had about 7-8 kids that really got after it. They're going to need that again because Edgewood, Terry, is deep. The last time we saw the Mustangs, they were at Patriot Hall in Spencer on Wednesday the 17th. And they did not mess around and took care of Owen Valley that night.
Yeah, and, you know, that being a rivalry game for them, that was, you know, coming off a part of a 9-game road stretch, 9 in a row on the road. These guys, they had won at one point 14 out of 15 games. So Edgewood's playing really, they're very confident right now in what they can do. They've got 8 or 9 guys deep that they can play. They've got some firepower off the bench. Parker Harrington's been coming off and being able to score. They've got defenders off the bench. They've got hustle guys. Joe Quito's playing lights out. I don't think Edgewood will look past North because it's a bigger school. It's Bloomington. It's, again, it's a county rivalry. So and Edgewood being at home, I think they'll be ready. We've just got to hope that Jason has the kids ready at North. If they get off to a decent start and don't get in big trouble in the first quarter, I think we'll have a whale of a basketball game.
Terry Stultz joining us this morning, getting ready for high school basketball tonight. North at Edgewood, 7 p.m. Chalk Talk with both coaches, a tip just after 7:30. And when we talk about Edgewood, Western Indiana Conference champions for the third year running, they win their crossover game. But the interesting point about that, we saw this earlier in the season, they won the Wabash Valley Championship. That's impressive as well, but I'm a little bit more impressed, Terry, with the game after the game. They haven't shown a letdown either time.
No, that's true. And last week after beating Sullivan on Friday night for the Western Indiana Conference Championship, they come home, finally, 9 games. They get to come home. And Monrovia is up on them by like 10 at the half. And but J.B. Neal, you know, spoke yesterday. He goes, we knew there was going to be some sort of a letdown. We were at halftime. We were calm. We told the kids, hey, here's what we need to do. We're going to hit some shots. We missed a bunch of shots that we had been making all year. We're at home. We'll be fine. And the fourth quarter kicked in. Chayton Howard jump-started them, and they ended up winning by 6 in what was a letdown game. But every time they've come off of a big win, like you just said, they seem to come back ready to go. Hey, look, this is Bloomington North from down the road. They'll be ready to play tonight. Cougars need to respond in kind.
And don't forget, Edgewood has also beaten two 4A schools already, both in their home county, one of them in their home gym, to win that Wabash Valley Classic. So
that's right.
Edgewood will not be intimidated. They did have a little problems with BNL, though, a couple Saturdays ago, right after that game we did at Owen Valley. Looked like they got that game out of their system. And for North, Terry, it seems like when North gets things going well, it tends to be more on the offensive side than the defensive side. Who do you think a key for their offense is going to be to get things started? Is it going to be the long distance shooting of Jack Townsend, or do Ethan Wenzel and Tim Brewster, or Isaac Wenzel and Tim Brewster in the backcourt need to provide that spark?
I think they need it from everybody. Jack Townsend is in the starting lineup now for the fourth game tonight. I assume he's starting. We saw some things from him Friday that he needs to continue to do. One of them was put the ball on the floor and be more of a playmaker. He's a good free throw shooter. You want him on the line, besides the fact that he's a good three-ball shooter. So I want to continue to see Jack develop into an all-around basketball player, not just a gunner from the outside. And I thought he was excellent at that Friday night.
He was. He had 9 points in the third quarter, 12 in the second half, which really sparked the Cougars there. And you're right, free throw line jumper, three-point jumpers, drive into the basket. That was part of his game that we haven't seen a lot of earlier in the year. If he does that, that'll open up some things for his teammates as well. Jeremiah Blair, a sophomore, has been playing excellent. He's been battling on the glass. Ethan Wenzel's knocked down a couple threes the other night, which those won't hurt at all. So plenty of intrigue tonight, and we'll have it for you. North and Edgewood, again, both Chalk Talks combined for you, so it will be a little extended version there just after 7 o'clock. And then the tip at the Mustang Corral, 7:30, and a nice county matchup. That should be fun. Last year, 67-51 was the North victory at the Cougar Den, so you know that'll be on the chalkboard up there for the red and the black as well. Last night, we kicked off the high school boys basketball week. Bloomington South and Owen Valley getting together, and Bloomington South, Terry, not having too many problems with the Patriots.
Now South 18-2, up to number 4 in some of the polls, and deservedly so. 68-32 over Owen Valley, and that series will be discontinued, as it should be. But I think that's just something that JR wanted to keep some games coming, so the guys remain sharp. So no surprise there. Now South they'll go to North Posey, and that's a 2:30 Saturday afternoon game.
So a little matinee.
Yeah, a little matinee, just with the girls' sectionals taking precedence right now. That's a good. They play an afternoon game against North Posey, so no matter what goes on, if North Posey's girls are in the sectional championship, everybody will get to see that. But so that's what's next for the Panthers. North will host Whiteland Saturday afternoon, so Jason brings his guys back after a day of rest and gets a matinee at 1:30. At home against Whiteland. Edgewood, after tonight, going to take off until Saturday the 10th of February when they host Orleans. So JB's going to have a little bit of a rest after that long road trips, 9 of them.
I like
and
it.
Then a couple at home. And then he's going to – the Mustangs are going to take some time off until the 10th. So that's what's happening locally. And I think you've already mentioned that looks like John Callahan and I will be at Columbus North a week from tomorrow, February 9th, as the South Panthers head over to the Bill Stearman Gym, one of my favorite places to go to. Had a couple good games there. Had a couple forgettable games there. But
that's the beauty
of it. 7,800 people, and hopefully you know, right now Columbus North playing well, and starting tonight, they have three more games before they play South the next Friday.
Wow. So, they're lined up ready to go. And then North girls tomorrow night, they are going to play the host East Central in the East Central 4A sectional semifinals. The two Columbus schools are on the other side of the bracket. They will open the proceedings at 6 o'clock. So we wish Jeff Termail and the North Cougars the best. See if they can pull the upset on East Central and advance to Saturday's sectional championship game. We know South and Edgewood were knocked out on the home courts of Owen Valley and East Central. That's never an easy task. That happened on Tuesday night. So, those teams are done. Great seasons for both of them. Obviously, they never end the way you want them to, Terry. We know that's tough, but both right around the winning record margin there. So good stuff for both
South's
of them.
Yeah, South's got a lot of people back next year. Addie Blackwell is a special player. She tried to
win the game for them in the fourth quarter.
She hopefully is one of the junior all-stars. She should definitely be a candidate. She's a top-flight player at South. They'll have a lot of people back. Unfortunately, for people like at least the Leo young lady who you and I know their parents.
Yeah, Lauren, just two knee injuries. That's
at least
tough.
Made it back, was able to play in a few games. You know, I wish they could have got that one to let her get a few more, but South's going to be all right next year. They've got a lot of people back. Larry Winters does a great job over there.
Yeah, and Gary Sims with the Mustangs as well.
Right.
They just keep churning kids through that program. Young kids will step up. They always lose senior leaders. They always lose. That happens. That's in high school, and you just got to figure it out and move forward there. So, again, not the ending to the seasons that anybody wanted, but, boy, those were two tough draws. And North's going to see a little bit of that tomorrow as well. East Central driving 500 miles over there, and then you get them on the Skyline Chili Court for a little basketball action on that. All right, we'll see you tonight, and we will travel over to the northwestern part of the county. I think this is going to be a good one tonight. I have a good feeling about it. We saw a great one last Friday. We'll keep our momentum rolling. We'll stay away from the blowouts, right? No more blowouts.
Yeah, we've had our share of those. We'll go down to the end with some close games. Look, Jason Spear has definitely told his kids, this bunch beat Terre Haute South. That beat us by 28 points. We have to be ready to play. These guys are for real, so don't look down your nose at Edgewood. So I do. I think North's going to come out and play well tonight, and I know Edgewood will. So this could be a dandy.
It should be a good one. You're right, and these kids all know each other too, so that puts a little spice in the puts a little crushed red pepper on the proceeding, so we should
That's
have a
right.
good one. All right, we'll see you tonight. Thanks for your time this morning, as always, my friend.
All right, no problem. Keith, keep him in line, please.
Will do. Take care, Terry.
See you guys.